Today she is Masechta Bechayrus Daf Tezvav. We will begin on Daf Yud Dalet Amud Beis. The bottom line, Al Rabbanim. To quickly review, we learned in our Mishnah that if somebody was magdish an animal, that it was a balmum, and then the animal dies, one can redeem that animal. And as we discussed at the end of yesterday's shiur, based on a Gemara and Masechta Bechayrus, the Torah requires, the Torah speaks about, that when we redeem Hekdish, we have to do Hamada V'Harocha. The animal has to be standing when the Kohen evaluates its value. And the Gemara Masechta Temura brings a Machlok to Noam, when was that then said? It is the opinion of Tom de Beilevi, we discussed him at the end of the shiur yesterday, that Hamada V'Harocha is always required. The opinion of Rav Shimon is that only Kotche Mizbeach require Hamada V'Harocha, but as Rav said in the previous shiur, that's only if the animal was a healthy animal when you were Magdish it. Since the Mishnah, the part of the Mishnah we're referring to is that the animal was a Baal Mum, so there's no, Rav Shimon will agree, there's no requirement for Hamada V'Harocha. But we also quoted a machlokes of Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. What is the opinion of the Rabbanim? We said that Reish Lakish holds that Hamada V'Harocha is only by Kotchi by the Kabayis, not by Kotchi Mizbeach. And the Rabbi Yochanan holds that the Chum hold the Kotchi by the Kabayis and Kotchi Mizbeach are subject to Hamada V'Harocha, but that in that way they agree with Rav Shimon, Rav Shimon agrees with them. It's only an animal that was healthy when you were Magdashit, not an animal that was a Baal Mum when you were Magdashit. Says the Gemara, our Mishnah, that Rav said in the previous year, represents the opinion of Rav Shimon. Av Rabbanan, the polygraph of Rav Shimon. The Rabbanan, the dispute of Rav Shimon. Mai, Hochinami, the Meis Yiftu. The way we just explained, whether we follow the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan or we follow the opinion of Reish Lakish, in understanding where the Chacham say the din of Hamada V'Harocha, it makes no difference. They will still agree that in the case that we're talking about, that the animal was a Baal Mum or Magdashit, the Chacham will agree that Hamada V'Harocha are not required. So why is the Mishnah only mentioning that it, why did Rab only say that our Mishnah follows the opinion of Reb Shimon? The Mishnah should have said that both Reb Shimon and those that dispute him, the Rabbanan, agreed that in this case, that the animal was a Baal Mum when you were Magdashit. Hamad V'Harocha is not required. Answers the Gemara, Amar, Rav Reb Shimon Belokish. Rav holds like Reish Lakish's understanding of the Rabbanan. The Amar Rabbanan catch it by the Kabayis, Hoy B'Chlal Hamad V'Harocha. That only catch it by the Kabayis have this rule of Hamad V'Harocha. Kach Mizbech loy hoy b'chla ha-mod of Arocha. Kach Mizbech never require ha-mod of Arocha. And therefore, v'loy metuk the masnisik rabbonim. And therefore, because Rav agrees with Reish Lakish's understanding of the opinion of the rabbonim, our Mishnah cannot represent the opinion of the rabbonim. Because what does it say in the Sefer of the Mishnah? It said in the Sefer of the Mishnah, the mace, is that if the animal was a healthy animal when you were magdashit, and then it became disqualified, and it died before you could be paid it, there Allah is your kavru. The Mishnah says you can't be paid it, you have to bury it. But if we're following the opinion of Reish Lakish, according to the Rabbanan, Reish Lakish's understanding of the Rabbanan, our Mishnah is talking about Kach Mizbeach. And by Kach Mizbeach, the Rabbanan hold, there is never a requirement for Hamada V'Harocha. So why, even in the second part of the Mishnah, where we're speaking about the animal, we were magdish the animal when it was healthy, is the halacha, and meis yikavru, it should be able to be paid it then as well. Ask the Gemara, mai, da meis yikavru, the shmai hamada. Why? I'll tell you that the Mishnah can follow the Rabbanan, even according to Reish Lakish's understanding of the Rabbanan. And that, says the Gemara, is the reason that you kavru mishum the bayim mod of Arocha, and here where the animal is dead, obviously Hamad of Arocha is not possible. The reason why it makes you kavru The animal is dead, it's a nevela, and therefore the Rabbanan hold such an animal cannot be redeemed. And of course the Rishonim explain that when the Gemara says lachilim leklavim, it does only mean lachilim leklavim, because goyim are also allowed to eat a nevela. The point is that if you can't redeem it, that it should be allowed to be eaten by a Jew, the Rabbanan will hold that you can't be paid it. So in other words, the Gemara was suggesting that the reason Rav didn't say that our Mishnah doesn't follow the opinion, that our Mishnah follows the opinion of the Chachamim, is because we wouldn't be able to understand the second part of the Mishnah. We can understand it, because even though the Rabbanim don't require Hamad Varocha, and therefore the Bayi Kachim is Bayech, and that isn't the issue of our Mishnah, but there is still a concept of Ein Poidim Leklovim. And here it's a dead animal, it's in the category of Ein Poidim Leklovim. Ask the Gemara, the Ein Poidim Leklovim Lachlim Leklovim Hu. Amri answers the Gemara, if that's the reason of the second part of the Mishnah, then we don't have to be talking about a dead animal. We can be talking about a live animal that's a treifa, that we Yisraelim may not eat, but klovim and akum may eat. But if you hold, as I just said, ein poidim as a kachim lachilim a klovim, means if Jews can't eat it, you can't be poided, then the halacha would not be only in a case where the animal died, but even if the animal's alive, but it's a treifa, the same halacha would be. The fact that the Mishnah spoke about a dead animal, it must be because the Mishnah is focused on Hamad Baruchah. And according to Rabbanon, Hamad Baruchah is not an issue when we're talking about Kotche Mizbeach. Imke Nisni, Im Nasu Treifu Yikavru. Why did Mishnah speak about a Mesu? Rabbi Yisayim, the Gemara gives another explanation. Lo'olam Rav Krab Yochanan Sfirlei. Rav does agree with Rabbi Yochanan's interpretation, understanding of the Rabbanon. But if that's the case, we have a Gevaldig Akasha. Then why is our Mishnah say, why did Rav say that our Mishnah only follows the opinion of Reb Shimon? It also follows the opinion of the Rabbanan. Because the Rabbanan, according to Reb Yochanan, do require Hamada v'Harocha by Kotshe Mizbeach. And they only exempt when it was about Mum before you were Magdashit. And that's why there's a difference between the Reish and the Sefer. So our Mishnah doesn't only represent the opinion of Reb Shimon, it represents the opinion of Reb Yochanan as well. Lalam Rav Krab Yochanan Sfirlei. V'tani, and we did have to change what Rav said. Zudiv Rav Shimon Machlokai Sai. It's not only Rav Shimon who's the Tanava Mishnah, but according to Rav Yochanan, the Mishnah could even follow the opinion of the Rabbanim. The Rishonim ask, if the Mishnah could follow the opinion of the Rabbanim, and in fact that's what Rav is saying, when according to the Skirsa, the wording is Zudiv Rav Shimon Machlokai Sai, so why doesn't the Mishnah say it's the opinion of the Rabbanim? We follow the opinion of the Rabbanim versus Reb Shimon. So the Rishonim respond, as we said in yesterday's shir, as we said in today's shir, the opinion of Reb Shimon regarding Hamad of Arocha is very clear. And because his opinion is very clear, it's also very easy to say that our Mishnah represents that opinion. But when we begin speaking about the opinion of the Rabbanim regarding Hamad of Arocha, as we've been saying, the Machlokes of Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, it's very ambiguous. That's why Rav preferred to say that certainly our Mishnah follows the opinion of Reb Shimon. There's no question. And Machlokesay, with Rabbanon, according to Rabbi Yochanan's understanding, since it's more ambiguous, the Gemara didn't focus on the Rabbanon. Rav didn't focus on the Rabbanon. So till now, as we learned the Mishnah yesterday really has two parts to it. The first part of the Mishnah spoke about when you were magdish an animal that's a balmum. And the second part of the Mishnah spoke about when you were magdish an animal that's healthy and then became a balmum. Until now we've been speaking about the first part of the Mishnah, where you were magdish an animal that's a balmum. Now begins the Gemara to speak about the second part of the Mishnah, when you were magdish an animal that was healthy and then became a balmum. Avakoyde magdashim, if you were magdish an animal that's healthy and then it became mum, the Mishnah says, then you potter from b'chayr and matanis. Ask the Rabbanon immediately, how do we know that that is indeed the halacha? The Tana Rabbanon, the Torah says, we compare, and this is what's known in halacha and throughout Shas, as psula and mekdashim. And the Torah compares psula and mekdashim to tzvi. Ma tzvi potter min b'chayr. There's no din of b'chayr by tzvi because it's a chaya. A psula ha mekdashim turim min b'chayr. So too, Psul Mekdoshim exempt from Hilchas Bechaira, even after you redeem them. Continues the Braisa. Oitz Anias Bechaira. Perhaps only it's excluded from Hilchas Bechaira. V'loi Oitzias Matonis. I mean, we won't say that it's excluded from Matonis. Tamaloimer Ayel. That's why the Torah says Ayel. Ma Ayel Potter Mechaira Matonis. The Torah says Ketzviu Kayol. Just like an Ayel, which is also a Chaya. There's no din of matnas kahuna. Absalom Mekdoshim Peturim and Bechaira in Matonis. So that's how we know that an animal that was once had Kedushas Aguf and then we redeemed it has no requirement of Bechaira and Matonis. Ask the Marit Al Ghazi. The Pasuk, and we're going to speak about this more, teaches us two separate limudim for Bechaira and Matonis. But we have a rule throughout Shas, Ein Hekesh Lamachza. And if the Torah teaches us that the Tzvi is, that it's compared to Tzvi, and the Tzvi doesn't have a din of Bechaira Matonis, that should be enough of a limud to exclude it from Matana and from Bechaira Matonis. Why do we have to have a separate limud for Matonis? Why can't we learn it together with Tzvi? Answers the Marit Al Ghazi, that since we find that the Torah speaks about a special rule of the Velodos, not of the Psulei Mekdoshim, we would think that maybe just the Velodos are exempt, but not the animal itself. That's why I need a limud for the animal itself. Ask the Gemara further. Imat Svivayol, if we're saying that the Torah Kedoshah is comparing the Psulei Mekdoshim to Tzvi'ai Vayol, as the Pasuk so says. The halacha, as we learned many times, is that Chaylev is only Osir from a Behema, not from a Chaya. Tzvi'ai Vayol, as we've been saying, are a Chaya. So if we're comparing Psulei Mekdoshim to Tzvi'ai Vayol, why don't we say, ask the Gemara, just like Tzvi'ai Vayol, Chelba Mutter, their Chaylev is Mutter, so too Psulei Mekdoshim, the halacha should be Chelba Mutter. Tamaloim, the pasuk says, ach ketzvi vayol, ach chilek. That in a way, it is similar to tzvi vayol, that there's no din of bechayrim matonis, but in a way it's not, that there's a chiv of chaylev, you're not allowed to eat the chaylev of the psulei mekdosh. And now the Gemara begins to analyze this braisa. Says the Gemara, Amamar, the braisa began, if I only had Tzvi, I would say that the Psulei Mekdoshim are exempt from Hilchas Bechor, but I would not say it's exempt from the Din of Matnas Kahuna. Ask the Gemara, Maishna Oitzias Bechor, why, ask the Gemara, is the Gemara quicker, is the Braisa quicker to understand that the Psulei Mekdoshim should be exempt from Bechor versus it being exempt from the Alocha Matanis? Answers the Gemara, Maishna Oitzias Bechor. Why is the Braisa quicker to exempt it from Bechor? Because Bechor, we know, ain't Shav Bechor. Bechor is only by boys, not by girls. V'loi Oitzias Matanis. And therefore, if I only had one Pasuk, I would say that the Psulei Mekdoshim are only exempt from Hilchas Bechayra, but not Hilchas Matnas Kahuna. Because Hilchas Matnas Kahuna, says the Gemara, Shavas Bechor, applies to males and female as well. Tamaloimer Ayol, that's what the Torah says, the word Ayol, to teach us that it doesn't have a din of Matnas Kahuna either. Psulei Mekdoshim are exempt from Matnas Kahuna. Continues the Gemara, if we're saying that Psulei HaMekdoshim are compared to Tzvi Vayol, Omalei Rapop Labaya, if Imat Tzvi Vayol, if we're comparing Psulei Mekdoshim to Tzvi Vayol, why don't we say that just like by Tzvi Vayol, Ein Oysev Espenoi Noig Behen, in Masech Techulin we learned the halacha, that you're not allowed to shecht a mother and its offspring on the same day. And the Gemara taught us that that halacha only applies by the Hamas, not Bechayis. So ask the Gemara, if we're saying that Psulei HaMekdoshim has a halacha, that it's like Tzvi Vayol, why don't we say, Mima Tzvi Vayol, Ein Oysev Espenoi Noig Behen, Absalom Mekdoshim, the halacha ought to be Ein Oysev Espenoi Noig Behen. And why, and maybe indeed, Amalei, answers the Gemara, that line of reasoning is not a tenable line of reasoning. Because Lamai Medam Slahu, what are we trying to compare the Psulim Mekdashim to? Ilachulin, Oisves Benoy Noigboy. Vilachotchim, Oisves Benoy Noigboy. So I saw the way that Achronim explained the Gemara's question is as follows. The Halacha recognizes two categories. There's a category of an animal called, there's a category called chulin, and there's a category called kachim. Those are the two categories that the halacha recognizes. So there's certain halachas that apply to kachim, that don't apply to chulin, that like burning on the mizbeach, or the various kedusha halachas, and there's certain halachas that apply to chulin, not to kachim, example being Bechor, Matnas Kuhuna. But everything has to have a category. Chulin or Kachim. Let's think about the Psulim Magdashim. No matter what you want to treat them like, whether you want to treat them like Chulin, whether you want to treat them like Kachim, the din of Oisav Espinoy applies both to Chulin and to Kachim. So just because the Torah compares Psule HaMekdashim to Tzvi Vayo doesn't give us a place to understand that the halacha of Oisav Espinoy should not apply to it. And therefore, says the Gemara, even though we're comparing Psule HaMekdashim to Tzvi Vayo, the din of Oisav Espinoy remains. Let's read the word of the Gemara again. Amar Rapap Labaya. Ima Tzvi Vayo ein Oisav Espinoy Noigbem. If by Tzvi Vayo, since they're chayis, the din of Oisav Espinoy doesn't apply, why don't we say, says the Gemara, Apsule Mekdashim ain Oisav Espinoy Noigbahi, and therefore the din of Oisav Espinoy ought not to apply here? Answers the Gemara, Amalei Lamai Medamislei. To what are we comparing it to? Il Chulin, if we're trying to compare it to Chulin, Oisav Espinoy Noigbahi. By Chulin, Oisav Espinoy is there. Vilakotshim, Oisav Espinoy Noigbahi. Ask the Gemara, if that's your line of reasoning, let's go back a drop. Nami. We said, the Gemara said, that perhaps, the Braisa said, perhaps the halacha ought to be that the chelev of Psula and Mekdashim is mutter, because we're saying, since we're comparing it to Tzvi Vayol, and Tzvi Vayol achayas, and there's no chelev but the Raisa bechayas, so the Braisa asked, should be the halacha by Psula and Mekdashim. And in fact, the Braisa answered, and we're going to speak about that more in a moment. No, because the Torah says, ach, it doesn't have that halacha. Amrei, hachi, what's the question, what's the answer? Gai chaber nami, say regarding the chela as well. L'may, name it nami hecha, say the sign, line of reasoning. L'may medamslu, what do you want to compare it to? Ilcholun, if you want to say that the Psula and Mekdashim are treated like chulun, the halacha is the chela of chulun is asr. Vilakotchim, if you want to say that the chaylev of Kotchim, you want to say that it's compared to the chaylev of Kotchim, the chaylev of Kotchim is also asr. Elalav, mi amrit ach, v'lechelba. Obviously, says the Gemara, that svara, this svara that we just expanded, is incorrect. And the Gemara is now saying, again, following the explanation of the Achronim that we quoted, that there's a new category. There's a category of chul, there's a category of kachim, and there's a category called psulei mekdashim that has its own halachas. And maybe this category, even though it's a behema, will have be exempt from oisav espinoy and will be exempt from chaylev. And the answer is because ach v'loy chalba, emanami ach v'loy oisav espinoy. So the Gemara is answering, as Rashi understands the Gemara. The question is a great question. Once we see there's a question of chaylev, and there's a need to teach us that chaylev is also by Psula Mekdashim, there's a need to teach us also that Oisav Espinoy is still the halacha by Psula Mekdashim. And how do we know that? From the word ach. And as the Rishonim point out, what the Gemara is doing here is something that the Gemara typically does not do. It uses the word ach to teach us two halachas. One halacha is that the chaylev a Psula Mekdashim is Asr, and one halach is to teach us that Oisav Espinoy of Psula Mekdashim are Asr. So just to stop for a moment, what we have here is that the Torah compares Psula Mekdashim to Tzvi Vayol to teach us that Psula Mekdashim are exempt from Bechor and Matnas Kahuna, and the Ach teaches us that they are do have halacha that the Chayluv is Asur and that the Oisiv Es Benoi rule applies. And as the Rishonim point out, it's the kind of question that normally the Gemara asks. Maybe just say the opposite. Maybe Bechor and Matana don't apply, do apply, and Chayluv and Oisiv Es Benoi don't apply. So Rishonim say a very nice teretz. If we say, as the Gemara does say, that Chayluv and Oisiv Es Benoi apply, and Bechor and Matanas don't apply, so essentially what we're saying is that Psula and Mekdashim should be treated like Kachim. Because all of the halachas that I just mentioned are the halacha by Kachim. And what the Torah is essentially teaching us is that Kachim, the Psula and Mekdashim should be treated like Kachim. But if we're going to say the other way around, the Chelev and Oisiv Es Benoi do apply, don't apply. And Bechor and Matanas do apply, so they're not like Chulin, and they're not like Kachim. So to come to a result that Psula Mekdashim should be treated like Kachim makes sense. To come to a result that Psula Mekdashim are some sort of a new category that we don't find anywhere in Halacha is not the result that Gemara wants to find. The Achronim go on to discuss that there are certain Halachas that the Gemara hasn't mentioned. One is, we learned the Masechta Chulin, that according to certain opinions, Bas B'Cholov doesn't apply Midaraisa Bechaya. So what we did by Psula Mekdashim, it seems that all our Achronim are in agreement that isn't a question. Certainly Basa B'Cholov applies by Psula Mekdashim, even though they're compared to Tzvi Vayol, where there is no Basa B'Cholov Midaraisa. Another question that I saw is that we know there's a parash in the Torah of Dalet Vehei, that if somebody steals a shor v'seh and he shechts it or sells it, you have to pay 4 or 5 times the value, different circumstances, different price. What would be the halacha by Psula Mekdashim? This is already not as clear in the Achronim. Some Achronim say that certainly if the Psula Mekdashim or Shor V'Seh, the din of Dal V'Hei will continue to apply, even though they're compared to Tzvi Vayol, where there is no rule of Dal V'Hei. Others are not as clear about this. Continues the Gemara. Rava. What is Rava coming to address? Rava is really coming to address the issue that we just raised. Because according to where we're up to in the Gemara, the word Ach is teaching us two halachas. That the rule of Chelev and the rule of Oisiv Es Benoi apply to Psula and Mekdashim. And the problem with that is that we don't usually use one word to teach two halachas. So therefore, Rava has a different interpretation. Rava ma'ach la'Oisiv Es Benoi hiduasa. Ach, the word Ach indeed comes to teach us that Oisiv Es Benoi applies by Chelev, by Psula and Mekdashim. V'chelba v'damai. The fact that the chaylev of psula mekdashim is asur bedamenafka. We learn from the word damai. The ksif, the Torah says rak estam eloy soichel. The Torah says that you're not allowed to eat the dam of the psula mekdashim. And the question is an obvious question. My damai, ilayma damai mamish. If the Torah is teaching us that you're not allowed to eat the dam of the psula mekdashim. Says the Gemara, there's no reason for the Torah to say it. Even if we're comparing, as the Gemara, Psula Mekdashim to Tzvi Vayol, or to Dama to Tzvi Vayol Mishari, you're not allowed to eat the dam even of a Tzvi Vayol. Ela Damai, when the Torah says Damai, it means Chelbai. It's coming to teach us that the Chelev of the Tzvi Vayol is awesome. Ask the Gemara David's question. If when the Torah says Damai, it means Chelbai, so say what you mean. So let the Torah have said chaylev, not dam. Answers the Gemara. Ikas rachmana chaylev. If the Torah would have said chaylev, we could have come to make a horrible mistake, suggests the Gemara. Hav mina hani kesh v'hani kro. The hekesh to tzvi vayol is somewhat useful, and the pasuk is somewhat useful. A hani akesh, the hekesh of psuli mekdashim to tzvi vayol would accomplish lemute karis to teach us that even though normally there's a chiv karis for eating chaylev, the kiks of chayrus. When does the Torah say there's a chiyuv karis for eating chaylev? When you eat the chaylev, a regular behema. Shenamer, as the Torah says, kikol oichol hema min a behema. Vahani kro, and the pasuk will therefore come to teach us, l'mekem melav alav, that the chaylev of psula mekdashim doesn't carry with it a chi of karis, it only carries with it with a chi of lav, ba'alma. In order to avoid making that mistake, lahochi afka rachmana b'loshin domay, that's why the Torah, when it speaks about chalev, doesn't use the word chalev, but rather uses the word dam. Learn what to teach us, ma'adoma b'karis, just like there's a chi of karis for eating dam, af chalev b'karis, there's a chi of karis for eating the chalev of psula mekdashim. So I sort of mafarshim ask, the karis is an oynish, is a punishment given out min hashamayim. Hashem knows when karis is supposed to be given. So we need the pasuk to teach us. Hashem knows when to give karis. So I saw that the mafarshim answer, we're going to Mitzvah Shem learn Masech Dekrisis. And one of the fundamental principles of Masech Dekrisis is that wherever there's a chi of karis, there's a chi of chattis. If there is no chi of karis, there is no chi of chattis. So how will a person know if he eats the chalev of psulei mekdashim, rachman al tzlam b'shoigig, he has to bring a karm chattis? That's what this pasuk has come to teach us. Ask the Gemara Tana, but let's go back to the Braisa. What Rava suggested is a beautiful explanation, but the Braisa clearly didn't say that. Didn't the Braisa that we quoted earlier in the Amid say, ach v'loi chal b'kama, that the way we know that the chalev of psulei mekdashim is also enough from the word ach? Says the Gemara Hachikama. This is the way to understand the Braisa. The Braisa means to say, ilolei nema damai, if the Torah wouldn't have said the word dam, hayisi oimer, ach, I would say that the word ach is coming to exclude the chalev, that the chalev of psulei mekdashim is also. Ach shav shenem adamai. But now that I can learn the halacha of the chalev from the word damai, loisav espanayas v'asa, so therefore I know the halacha that the chalev of psulei mekdashim is also from the word ach, and the word ach from the word damai, and that loisav espanay applies, I learn from the word ach. We learned, v'en yotzen l'chulin l'gazes v'lovid. The halach is psulei mekdashim, you're not allowed to cut the wool, you're not allowed to do a void with them, and the milk of them are also. Menorah mili, the Tanah Rabbanan tizbach v'lagiza, you're not allowed to cut the wool. And as a machlokes rishonim, how to understand what tizbach v'lagiza means. Some rishonim explain that the wool itself is also. Other rishonim say it's not the wool that's also. It's cutting the wool that's also. Because since this animal is psulei mekdashim, even though you were paid already, it has a vestige of Kedusha. And since it has a vestige of Kedusha, you shouldn't use it in a mundane fashion by cutting the wool. But if one would cut the wool, according to those Rishonim, you could use the wool. Basa v'lo chalav. You're not allowed to drink the milk. And it's interesting to point out that there are Rishonim that say here too, it's only milking that's asur, but the milk itself is not asur. There are other Rishonim that say that there's a difference between the halacha of the milk versus the halacha of the wool. Because they focus on the wording of the braisa. By tizbach, the braisa doesn't say tizbach v'loy tzemer, it says v'loy giza. So the braisa is focused on the cutting of the wool. By the milk, the braisa is focused on the milk itself. And therefore the milk is asur, not just the milking, even if the wool will be mutter. Further, there's machlaikas rishayim, according to the man d'omer, that the milk is asur. Is it only asr b'achila, or is it even asr b'hano? V'chalta, as we learned, v'loy l'klovecha, b'kan she'en poydim s'akotshim l'chilam l'klovim. That if the animal is an avela, we spoke about earlier, and a Jew therefore can't eat it, you're not allowed to give it to a dog. Interesting machloikis rishonim that I saw. What happens if the animal is not an avela, and it could be eaten? May it be served to an akum, or to a kalif. Ikadamri, but there's a ikadamri that explains the pasuk differently. Tizav achalta, elam ben cheta achila, el mishan svich ve'elich. In order to be able to eat kachim, you have to have a shchita. Av apoydim is a kachim, lachil meklovim. He holds that the rule of apoydim is a kachim doesn't apply, and you are allowed to be poyda a psulei mekdashim under certain circumstances, to eat it l'klavim. We learned in the Mishnah furthermore, that again, if you had an animal that was a healthy animal, and then it became balmum, the vlodon and the chelbon are os lacha pijoinim. Heichidomi. So now the Gemara focuses on the halacha of the vlodon. Ilema, this aber v'syal lacha pijoinim. If we're going to say that the animal became pregnant and had the baby, after you appointed, amai, why would the halacha be that you shouldn't be able to use those vlodas. Vlad v'tzivayalunenu. Haven't we learned on Amun Aleph that it's the psulei medoshim that you were redeemed have a din like tzivayol? And just like the vlad of a tzivayol is mutter, so too should the vlad of the psulei medoshim after the pidyon, if it conceived and had the baby afterwards. So Rishonim asked the obvious question. We've been just learning, and we will continue learning, Be'ezer Hashem, that the Torah HaKadosh gives certain chumras to Psulei Mekdashim. So if the Torah HaKadosh gives certain chumras to Psulei Mekdashim, even though you were part of them, we just finished learning, also the Gizav Avoida is also, the Cholav is also, so maybe the Halacha should be on the Vlodas the same. So I saw two answers. One answer is, there's no question that the Kedusha of Psulei Mekdashim is a very low-level Kedusha. And therefore the Gemara says, since it's a very low-level Kedusha, it can't extend to the Vlodas. Another test that I saw is that the din that the Giz of Cholov is Osir is a special Gzeiras HaKosif. And we can only apply that rule where the Torah explicitly says so. Where the Torah doesn't say so, that rule doesn't apply. So that isn't what the Mishnah is referring to. Furthermore, says the Menches Chinuch, if you were magdish the animal when it was pregnant, and after it became pregnant, the mother became a balas mum, the Miches Chinuch holds that the vlad you could bring as a carbon, because you can't treat that vlad as some sort of a deficiency. That's how the Miches Chinuch learns. The other achorim that disagree. Ella, what is the case of the Mishnah? The Abel of Nepidyonim, the animal, you were magdish the animal, then it became pregnant before you were paider, this Abel of Achabidyonim, and the baby was actually born only after the pigeon. Hol of Nepidyonim. So the Gemara points out that if the animal conceived before you were paider them, and gave birth before you were paider them, Migdash Ma'am Kaddish, then the full-fledged Kaddish. Says the Rambam anonymously, from where do we know that Halacha? The Tana Rabbanan, Zocha, L'Rabbis is a Vlad, the Nekaiva L'Rabbis is a Tamura. So the Mepharshim make 2 points through Shoinim. Why do we use the word Zocha for Vlad and the Nekaiva for Tamura? Why not vice versa? So they answer the word Vlad is a Lashon Zocher. That's why we say the word Zocher comes to teach just the dinner of a Vlad. And the word Nekaiva comes to teach us the halacha of Tamura, which is also Lashon Nekeiva. Furthermore, they ask, the Torah says, we quoted the pasuk in our shiurim, Lo yamirena v'hem hama yama yisai, v'haya hu usmurasa yakaydish. So why do I need the pasuk, a special pasuk, to teach us that the Tamura is Kaddish? So the Mepharshim explained that while we would think that Tamura we certainly is a lower level Kedusha. And since it's a lower level Kedusha, we would think that rule was only said by something that is a full-fledged Kedusha. Here, where we're dealing with a Balas Mum, maybe the halachas of the Tamura changes. That's why we need to teach us this. The only El Vlad Tamimim, the Tamura's Tamimim, but maybe the Pasuk is only speaking about a healthy animal, that its Vlad has the Kedusha. A healthy animal's Tamura. Vlad Bali Mumin, the Tamura's Bali Mumin, Menayin, that have the same halacha. Shuaymer answers the Braisa. The Pasuk says, Im Zocher. The Torah uses the words Im. L'rabbis Vlad Bali Mumin, in the Kema, L'rabbis Tumumis Bali Mumin. So that's if the baby was born, the animal conceived, and the baby was born before the pigeon. But now ask the Gemara. What happens if the baby conceived after the animal was Kadosh, but the pigeon was only after the animal? The birth of the baby was only after the pigeon of the Psulei Mekdashim. Oisav lodush lach lepidyon matei aleihem. What would be the halacha? Lefnei bichanim, those that were born before the pigeon, as we said, niflik polik, there's a machloikis to their level of kedusha. Ikle mandam akotcha likrif, there's one mandam that says that they have a full-fledged kedusha, you can bring them as a carbon. Vikle mandam akotcha liriya, that the halacha is that you let them pasture, then they become Bali Mumin, and you sell them, and the proceeds are brought for Oilus Ketz HaMizbeach. Oilus Ketz HaMizbeach is that whenever the Mizbeach was empty, they used to bring carbon oil that the Mizbeach shouldn't be open. Ask the Brisker Rav, If, obviously, this Gemara holds that this animal should not be brought as a carbon, so it shouldn't be brought as a carbon. But where does Oilas Ketzim Mizbeach become here a Cheshbon? Answered the Brisk Rav, a very Bechidish. That every animal, when you designate it as a carbon, it and its Velodis must become that type of carbon. And there's another rule. There's a din of HaKrova that has to find its way to the Mizbeach. And therefore, even if you can't bring it as the carbon you designated, you still have a Chiv HaKrova, and it's accomplished by making the proceeds go for Oilus Ketzim Mizbeach. But again, ask the Gemara, what is the halacha that they were born, the animals that were born after the pigeon? Matahelem. And as Rashi explains, if we think about these animals, they have a lot of reasonings to be not really Kaddish. Number one, there was a pigeon here. Number two, they emanate from very low level Kedusha. They emanate from Psulei Mekdashim. And therefore, since they have this low level Kedusha, what do I do with them? Amar Rav Huna, constantly keep a mason. You have to put them into a cell and they'll die. For says Rav Huna, what should we do with it? Likravinu, to be mak of them, we can't be mak of them because they're coming from Psulei Mekdashim. And therefore, they're a low level Kedusha, as I just said. Lifrikinu, furthermore, to be paid to them, like we're paid to all Kachim, Lamini Lamitfis Pijoinim. The Gemara teaches us a new Chiddush. That something that has a very low level Kedusha, the Vladis of Psulei HaMekdashim, they're already redeemed, that I said, has all the reasons to be a low level Kedusha. The halacha is, we have, since it's such a low level, pigeon is only passable by a high level, not by such a low-level Kedusha. In fact, I saw a very interesting word from the Ragachava. The Ragachava says that there were people, already in his time, that used to come to the Kaisel HaMaravi and take off chips of stone from the Kaisel as a souvenir. For a Moshe, says in the Tshuva, that, of course, we know the Medrash says that the Kedusha never left the Kaisel HaMaravi, and you're playing with fire. The Ragachava says an interesting approach. He says, the Gemara says, the Pasuk says, Uvar bo pritzim v'chlelua. The Goyim, when they destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, profaned it and took away the Kedusha. But he says, that's only by the Beis HaMikdash Rishon that it had a high-level Kedusha. The Beis HaMikdash Sheni, which when the Kaisel was built, had a low-level Kedusha. The Gemara says that a low-level Kedusha can never be taken away. But the Gemara says, so that's why Rav Huna, because he has no option, suggests that by these animals that come from the Psulei Mekdashim, we have no choice but to redeem it. Says the Gemara, Rav Chanina comes up with some sort of a option. I'm Merav Mishmeid Rav Chanina, Samach Lepidjana, right before you appoint the mother, that is a Psula Mekdashim, that's a Balmum. Matfis L'Shem Oysa Zevach. You say that the baby that will be born should have that Kedusha, that should be designated as a carbon, the same type of carbon as the mother was. Ask the Gemara, Samach L'Pajoinam, Lamem D'Bnei P'dayinu, we just said that you can't be part of the Velodis. Al Emes Samach L'Pajoinimah, right before you part of the mother, Matfison L'Shem Oysa Zevach, and therefore attains a higher level of Kedusha, and then pigeon will be passable. Again, the way most Rishonim explain, Mepharshim explain, there's two ways. The easier way of explaining is it has a low level Kedusha, but by being mafasit to a higher level Kedusha, you raise the level of Kedusha, and since you raise the level of Kedusha, then pigeon is passable. Says the Gemara, Tamamai. And the machloik is what the Gemara is speaking to. Rashi has a number of pshatim. I'll quote some of them. One pshat Rashi says that the Gemara is referring here to the situation that we spoke about before. That we said that after the pigeon, the halacha is that the child is left, that it's usur, we can't do anything with it. And the Gemara says that it's a gzeira d'rabbanan. And the Gemara wants to know why did the rabbanan make such a gzeira? Answer the Gemara, Amar Belevi, Gzeir Shem Yigdol Men Adorim Adorim. We're concerned that people, if they're going to have Psulei Mekdashim, and the halach is that the animals that are born from them will not be Osu B'Hanah, if you pointed them, people will leave them around to have children. We don't want Psulim Mekdashim to be around. That's why Chazal said, says the Gemara, that we should, that the babies will be also. That's one pshat in Rashi. Another pshat that Rashi says is that we have here Machloikus Rav Huna Rav Chanina. Rav Chanina says there is a piece of advice. The Gemara is going to focus on it. We could be matvis the baby for a carbon, and by being matvis the baby for the carbon, then it will be a candidate for pidyon. So Gemara asks, why doesn't Rav Huna agree to that advice? To which the Gemara says, Rav Huna doesn't want that we should let the babies be born because we're afraid that it could come to use the mother. Rashi also goes on to say that this gezeira was said only in this case. It wasn't said in a case where the animal wasn't pregnant before the pidyon, because that's not a, that it's not shchiach that somebody's going to leave the animal if it's not pregnant. He's not thinking about children that weren't conceived yet. And similarly, this gezeira wasn't said in the first part of the Mishnah where the animal was a bal mum before you magdish it. Again, because most people are not magdish animals that are balim mum. We said in yesterday's shir actually represents a lav. Says the Gemara, Rav Chanina just gave us a piece of advice that if we want to be able to do something with this Vlad, we should be matvisit before it's born with a kedusha. When we're saying that you can make this animal, this baby, have kedusha, is it any type or just the same kedusha that the mother had? Unlike a matvisim. You could only be matvisit for the same kedusha that the mother had. My tama, unlike gomer sherech bechor, my bechor, a matvis lechol zevach shiyotza. If an animal is carrying a bechor, you can't say that the animal that's going to be born should be a different type of carbon. The ksiv, because the pasuk indeed says ach bechor shiyvuk l'shem behema lo yagdish oisa. You can't be magdish it for a different type of carbon. Af hani says the gemara, a matvis lechol zevach shiyotza. You can't. You could only be matvisit if you want to save it, according to Rav Chanina, to the same type of carbon that the mother was. Says the Gemara, the Braisa corroborates, supports this understanding, because Tanya Kavasa Rav Sheshes. Kachim Shekhoyim Mum Kavul Agdeshim. You have Kachim, the first part of our Mishnah, the first was about Mum, and then you were Magdashit, Viniftu, and then you appointed them. So as we learned in the Mishnah, Chayovim B'Bukhari Matanis, this animal now is Chay B'Bukhari Matanis, Bein Lefnei Binyoinam, Bein Lech Binyoinam, whether you were poider it or not, hagoizes va'ovibem ain't a soifik sabor. But as we said, but there is a lav to work with them before the pidyon. He said that in yesterday's shir. Bein lefnei pidyonim, bein l'achah pidyonim. Since it's such a low level kedusha, because it was about mum and you were magdashit, ain't oisin tamura. Furthermore, lefnei pidyonim, if you weren't poider it, me'alim behem, but miler is applicable even if it's low level kedusha. But once you poided them, since it's such a low-level kedusha, now you were poided, mila doesn't apply. The children of these animals, chol, v'nitftim t'mimim. The Braisa says the children of animals that were bali mum, when you magdish them, are completely fine. You could be poided them, not like the animals, the babies of animals that were had a high-level kedusha, and then were poided because they became psulim kedushim. And the point is, and furthermore, this animal has no kedusha, the baby, and you can do with it whatever you want. They're considered like chulin. There's only a chiyuv to be paid to them. Avil, on the other hand, the second part of the Mishnah. First, you were magdishin, and then they became bal mum. Or is a mum over like they when you're magdishin, they had a mum, but it was a mum over. Lachkach noil my mum kavua, and now you were poided. This is the classical case of psulim adoshim. Turim b'chayim matanis. Then the halacha b'chayim matanis don't apply. Furthermore, bein lefnei binyanim, bein leach binyanim, as we've learned in today's shiur, hagoyzes va'ovid behem, sovik v'saboyim, even after the pidyon. Bein lefnei binyanim, bein leach binyanim, they still have a level of kedusha that the oisin tamurim. Lefnei binyanim my alam behem, because they're kadosh obviously. Lach b'jonim, since they're not kadosh, ain't my alam behem. For l'seyem, a kadosh, as we've been learning, even those that were born after the pidyon, v'em neftim t'mimim, they can't be redeemed when they're tamim. V'em atfisim l'chol zevach shiyirtza. This is exactly what Rav Sheshe said. You want to avoid that you should not have to put it into a cell to die. Be matzis them, but only be matzis them for the same type of carbon as the mother was. Klal shadavar, harei kehedish l'chol devreim. they still consider Hegdish, Psulim, Mekdash, Meksin, and Hegdish. Ve'elmaben etta chilvavad. The only thing that after the pidyon you may do with them is eat them. Ask the Gemara, what does the Braisa mean with these words, klola? Klola shadav deresh lasu yishchachta b'chutz, the potter. We learned that since this animal can never be put on the Mizbeach, the animal was a balmum, could never be put on the Mizbeach. So therefore, the din of shchuti chutz doesn't apply. Because as we learned, even though certain times, the halacha shchuti chutz only applies by animals that could have had a place on the Mizbeach, this animal has no place on the Mizbeach, even if it has such a small mum, like cataracts. Klol shadav the sefer lasui chalvai, to teach us that the chalav of these animals are awesome. To teach us, says Rashi, that it teaches us the halacha that shchuti chutz is chayiv. The Gemara did not want to say, because as we just said, it would only apply to a case of dukin shebe'ayin. The Gemara didn't want to teach us the din that dukin shebe'ayin are mutter. And to teach us the halacha, why didn't we say in the previous case, to teach us that the cholov is mutter, that's what the Reish is teaching us. Why do we say it's come to teach us the din of shkutei chutz? Answers Rashi, because we already learned in the Braisa that the vlodus are mutter. So if the vlodus of the animals that were balimum when you were magdish to mutter, cholov is less stringent than the vlodus. And if the vlodus are mutter, the cholov is mutter, that can't be what the klolishal davar of the Reish is coming to be marble.